episode 585, Cardio and Fat Loss.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you doing? I have so missed you. I pray you're having a marvelous week. It is Power Pack Wednesday, and we are talking all about fitness, cardio, and fat loss. It's going to be a heavy discussion, but a really good one, hopefully, where it will become a little easier as to where cardio fits in to your life's equation. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm certainly delighted that you are here. If you haven't had the opportunity already, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions. Yes, you get great information there. Plus, you might find some other great little goodies in there like the AIM Academy. We have that coming up around the corner. You want to sign up to get the inside scoop on there? You can do so also. Okay, this is a Power Pack Wednesday, and we got a lot to talk about, cardio and fat loss. And I'm here to tell you this. If you are in this conversation, you're hearing yourself question a lot. I'm throwing it out there right at the beginning. Let's have a health strategy session together. Click on the link in the show notes. And yes, you're going to give me your name and email, and that's going to start the conversation. And we're going to get you a free 20-minute session with me where we can get you on the right track to figuring out your lifestyle equation. You matter, and you matter to me. And so we're talking about various areas in our Power Pack Wednesday of nutrition and fitness. Today, we're focusing on cardio. People either, it's a love-hate relationship on cardio, isn't it? If you've done a lot of running in your life, you're probably like, okay, at times I loved it. And now that I have to do it, I hate it. I don't want you to have a love-hate relationship. You may also be questioning, well, so cardio and fat loss, does it go hand in hand? And the answer is yes and no. How's that for an answer? Well, you see, everyone wants the absolutes. We want to know that if I do exactly this, I'm going to get this result. And I'm here to tell you, I can't give you that answer. I'm being honest with you. I'm all about real and honest, right? All raw. Does cardio affect fat loss? Yes, it does. Is it right for you? Maybe so, maybe not so. But since you're looking for an absolute, I got to tell you, you got to let that go. You really do. Because what I want you to clench onto is figuring out your lifestyle equation. But you see, in fitness, in our lifestyle equation, it's truly all about a series of variables. And cardio and fat loss, cardio there with fat loss is the one variable in your lifestyle equation. It's not the only variable. Plus, it takes consistency. When the body gets consistency, it begins responding. It can react to what you are putting it through. So if you're strength training, if you're cardio training, your body eventually is going to have to respond to that. And it will, so long as you're consistent. But what do? How many times have we done it? Come on, I know, all hands up, all feet up too. Mine are. We get on this kick and we're so good for two and a half, maybe 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden we have a birthday party. Or the holidays come around. And it's an excuse, we fall off the bandwagon. Maybe it's vacation, like me. And now we've just totally destroyed everything that we did. And the body's like, oh, well, I knew that wasn't going to happen. So if you try that again, I'm not going to respond as quickly. Or maybe I might respond faster. Again, it's finding your lifestyle equation. And cardio is just one variable in that equation. You see, in the fitness industry, there's a lot of guessing. And I know probably you don't want me to tell you that, but even our experts are guessing. A lot of our experts, however, are using research, and the good ones are using the research that's been proven over and over and over again over a longer period of time, and they're not just trying to change it. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. with some exercise training that you can add into your routine, but people have changed the protocol and have kind of messed it up and really how it should be used. We're not using it right. So if the fitness industry is doing a lot of guessing, then that doesn't probably make you feel too good, does it? No. But again, I want to be real, frank, raw, and honest with you. Your body was designed to do what? Adapt and recover. You put it through stresses. You get sick. You exert energy. You don't exert energy, and you become a couch potato. Your body is going to adapt and recover according to what you put it through. That's the magnificent of the human body. It's how God created you. When you feed the body from the inside out and you give it exactly what it needs, you feed the body the exact lifestyle equation that it's going to respond to, holy cow, hold on. Because you're going to be soaring high. You're going to have so much energy. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I never knew this was even possible. Because you have figured out your lifestyle equation with the variables that fit you. So instead of guessing at the expense of your health to move your body forward, let's begin to break down the science, the research, and add in the variable of you into this and how your body might respond. Because cardio and fat loss, do they go hand in hand? Yes and no. Again, no absolutes. So where do we go from here, you say? Well, that's a good question. What do we really need cardio for? Cardio is great for lots of reasons. And I've got to tell you, when I first went through my tornado, I was over 210 pounds. I started with cardio. And I continued for years with cardio. And then I came upon myself going, Christiane, you're getting weak. You don't have the muscles that you used to. You see, I was burning out not only some of my fat, but I was actually becoming skinny fat because I was losing my muscle. And so I was becoming a smaller version of myself. So that leads me to this question for you. You're thinking fat loss and cardio. What are your goals? And you need to be specific and clear about your goals. Again, if you're like, gosh, Christiane, I don't know my goals. I just know that I don't fit in the clothes that I have. I'm always buying bigger sizes. Or I'm feeling weaker and I have no energy. I'm tired all the time. But I'm a size 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Sorry, I had to throw in that little cheer there. But seriously, it doesn't matter what end of the spectrum you're on, whether you want to lose weight or you want to gain muscle. It's all about being healthy. You've got to figure out the variable that works for you. Where does cardio fit in? And where does fat loss fit in with that? Maybe you're skinny fat like I was. I was only functioning on cardio. Why? Because it gave me an immediate response. Partly because I was so overweight, I was medically obese. My body had to respond. There was no other way for it not to respond. But now that my body is where it's supposed to be, oh yeah, I can't just do cardio and expect the fat loss to be there too. It goes, I'm smarter than that. My body knows. Your body knows. So you have to be specific and clear with your goals. Do you want to lose weight or do you want to lose fat? Because you could lose muscle, which would simply mean that you're becoming a smaller version of yourself. I did that. It was great for a little while, but not so much when I became feeling really weak and I was tired. And I didn't have the energy that I thought I should have. My body was moving backwards instead of forwards. So you need to be specific. You also need to be cautious of your goals that you set. When we're younger, we think about the number on the scale. Oh, I only weighed 112 pounds in high school. That's the number I want to get to now. I'm telling you right now, that 112 pounds at high school is not going to look the same at 42 years old and 112 pounds. It's not the same. In fact, you will most likely look very unhealthy. It's kind of weird how that scale works, but it's a number that we got to get out of our head, including the number that we buy on the hanger. Why not buy the clothes that fit us well? Who cares if it says as high as 10? But if you look good and you look sleek and sexy in it, does it matter what number is on that hanger? No. But I know that's what we look at. Come on, be honest with yourself. Well, if I'm not a size 2, I'm not thin enough. Well, maybe you need to be a size 2 in your mind because that's how you were raised, or that's what you feel is where you should be. But on the health scale, where do you really need to be? So be cautious of your goals. How do you want to look? How do you want to feel? And is the focus truly just the number, whether it's on the scale or on the hanger? You've got to answer those questions. I can't do that for you. Because those answers to those questions, however you answer them, that's going to lead you down a different path. And I want you to go down a path that you're figuring out your lifestyle equation. What you're going to feel totally energetic over. When you get up, you feel good. Not like, gosh, I wish I just could go back to sleep for another 3 hours. Remember, cardio is only one variable. There's lots of other variables in the equation. Your strength training, yoga, meditation, or your stress reduction, your diet, your nutrition, your mindset, the psychology of living, and your sleep. Those are all variables in your lifestyle equation. So let's break down the benefits of cardiovascular training, because I think when you begin to understand why you need cardio in your life, then you can X-nay the whole thing about connecting it to fat loss and understand that, wait, I need cardio because this is the factor. This is the reason. This is what research truly supports. This is what science is showing over a long period of time. We're not talking about just kind of real quick, somebody throws in research. You can find anything. Google it. You will find some research project out there that will support any claim. You will. I've done it. I've looked. So those infomercials that say you're going to lose 10 pounds in 7 days, oh yeah, I'm sure they will have research on there somewhere. And it only had to be proven. Maybe they only used 5 people, but it worked on those 5 people. And so now what they're doing is you are being sold the average. And women of impact, you are not the average. You're you, and you matter. So stop falling into the trap of being sold the average. It's time you step up your game and understand where you're going with your lifestyle equation, the variables that you need to have in it. That's kind of a sneak peek into the AIM Academy. Wink, wink. So if you want to get in on that, make sure you sign up for it at createyournow.com. You want to be on that inside scoop because it's going to be fantastic. So let's talk about benefits of cardiovascular training. Number one, creating great heart and lung function. That's a benefit of cardiovascular training. That's the number one reason why you should do cardio training. Did I say anything in there about fat loss? Nope. But could you benefit from fat loss too with cardio training? Yes, but that's not the number one reason. It's to create great heart and lung function. It's not uncommon to have women in their 40s drop dead because of a heart attack. And I hope that did just scare you. But don't you want to be around for your grandchildren? Maybe even your great-grandchildren? You want to have a quality of life? You need to have cardiovascular training. You need your cardio. Now, I know some of you are thinking immediately, oh my gosh, what is cardio training? We're going to get into that. So hold that thought. But understand that the benefits of cardiovascular training, having the cardio in your lifestyle equation, is to create great heart and lung function. It's critical. Number two, it's to increase the production of mitochondria. Those are the organelles inside the cells where the body burns the fat. Bye-bye, fat. We all want it to go bye-bye, don't we? So by using cardio and having cardio in our lifestyle equation, it's going to help increase the production of mitochondria. Now, when we're talking about cardiovascular training, we're talking about low to moderate intensity with consistency over time. So that's not just for 2 weeks and then you give up for 6 months and then you come back for 2 weeks and you give up for 8 months. It's consistency, the big C. That is ultimately what covets your lifestyle equation. It's called consistency. And that's where you have to formulate the equation best for you. So when you look at the cardio training that you have, you need to say, okay, well, for my cardio training, this is what works for me. And you need to have that variable. It's got to be in there. That low to moderate intensity training will increase the number of mitochondria. That's the fat burning cells. That will then increase the amount of what? Fat burned while at rest. Whoop, whoop. There's your fat loss. But ultimately, cardio is not for just fat loss. Again, it's just part of your lifestyle equation. Don't shake your head. It's important that you understand this. And I know there's a lot to kind of absorb here. There's a ton of information. So number one, you got to have a great heart and lung function. That's what cardio does for you. That's the training that you need. Okay. Your cardiovascular training is aerobic training. It's getting your blood to pump accordingly. Being able to pump out more blood. Keeping things flowing instead of what? Clogged. In layman's simple terms. Number two is to increase the production of mitochondria, the organelles within the cells that when in the body burns off fat. So it's going to increase those. Yeah. And then it's going to burn off what? Fat. Yes. There's our fat burning part. While at rest. Number three, how should we use this variable? If we know we have to cardio train, we have to have cardiovascular training in our lifestyle equation, how can you get it all in? I only have 4 days to work out a week, Christiane. Okay, that's fine. The most reliable research and studies over a very long period of time has shown that strength training and cardiovascular training need to be done on opposite days for the best results. What's happening here is when you're trying to do everything on one day, you're like, oh, I can only work out 2 days. Okay, then do 1 day of strength training and 1 day of cardio. The reason being is this. Your body is trying to go from one thing of aerobic training to another form of anaerobic training. And you're totally confusing it. It's polar opposites. And that's not good because your body's like, oh my gosh, I got to adapt here. But wait, I got to adapt here. I got to recover here. And now I don't know what to do. Your body is freaking out. Now that doesn't mean you can't have a walk on the same day that you strength train. I walk all the time. I walk every day. There's not time in my day that I don't walk. Walking is important. But walking can be cardio, but sometimes it's not at the moderate intensity cardio that you need in your lifestyle equation. Again, it's figuring out what works for you. You may be needing to jog, or you may be needing to have a little bit of different training, which we're going to discuss here in just a minute. But you want to be able to train on opposite days with your strength training versus your cardio training. So let's say you want to do your CrossFit training. Then do CrossFit training on one day and cardio on another day. Don't try and do both on the same day. Therefore, your body is focused on aerobic or anaerobic. You don't have confusion. It's kind of the rare effect. It's the respond, adapt, recover, and energy. Those are your focuses there. And your body has to adapt. The effects are much more powerful going on and off. The research and science shows this. It backs it up. So if you're saying, okay, I CrossFit train, should I do cardio on the same day? The answer is no. CrossFit one day, cardio the next day. It's going to allow your body to take care of the rare, the respond, the adapt, the recover, and the energy. It's going to need its essentials, and it's going to be much more powerful for you. So those are your three benefits, major benefits of cardiovascular training and how to train. Now, let's talk about a style of training, a specific protocol, and that's called the Tabata protocol. Now, the Tabata protocol was created by Dr. Tabata. It's where you go hard and heavy for 20 seconds on. You're on strong for 20 seconds. You rest for 10 seconds and you repeat 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. And you do it totally for 8 rounds. That's 4 minutes. That sounds like nothing, doesn't it? Sounds like, oh, I could do that. But most of us are doing it wrong. Yes, we are. And I would say probably more like 85%, including the experts. Why? Because the experts even have taken this whole thing that Dr. Tabata created and with a Japanese cyclist. And it was his whole thing of training him was to gain, obviously, speed. And the consumption of the VO2 is much higher, 25% higher on average. So this is not aerobic training, but it has an aerobic effect. So when you're doing on and off, let's say you do strength training and then you're going to do your cardio training. On your cardio day, you can do Tabata. But if you're doing Tabata right, you don't need to do it more. You need to do it hard, those 20 seconds. And if you're doing it right, you're going to be plumb exhausted. Hence your time frame is less. Now, understand that 4 minutes is not just that because you have to warm up and cool down. You can't go cold on your body. That's not safe. And I know because of time constraints. And I know because you're busy, you've done it before. But that's only going to induce injury. And I don't want that for you. So you got to have a warm-up and you got to have a cool-down. If you do not have time for a warm-up and a cool-down, then walk. Don't hurt and injure your body. I mean that, seriously. Because as we get older, it's so easy to throw our backs into a spasm or to throw something out and you're like, oh my goodness, and then you have more setbacks. If you don't have enough time, it's better just to go for a walk than it is to hurt yourself. Okay, that was just a little extra there. So you can use the Tabata protocol, but use it properly. 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. Do 8 rounds, 4 minutes. Use it how Dr. Tabata wanted you to do it. High level intensity, short duration. Remember, it isn't aerobic training, but it has an aerobic effect. So it's a great way to change up your cardio. No, you don't always have to be on the treadmill. You don't always have to walk. You can use sprints. I walk, run, jog, sprint. I do it all. But I don't do it all the same every single time I'm doing my cardio. Switch it up. That's what confuses your body. That's what keeps your body guessing. That's a good switch up. But remember, when we're talking about training on opposite days, cardio versus strength training, you want to have them on off days every other day or every other 2 days, depending upon how your training schedule is set up. Then when you're doing that, it's giving your body that time for what? The rare, the respond, the adapt, the recover, and the energy effect. Are you exhausted yet? You need some cardio time? There's a lot of information here to digest. And there's so much information out there. You just stand in the grocery line store and you see all these magazines and it's like, lose this, lose fat, fat loss this, and nobody knows exactly what they're talking about. Understand that in everything out there, the marketing people are selling you the average. Programs are written to the average. You want a program written for you, where you can tweak it for you, where you can create your lifestyle equation, where you have a little bit more control over the variables. Maybe you're not sure where to start. Let's start together. Get on a health strategy call with me. It's free. And it's my gift to you. Your investment is your time and you being bold saying, I need to make a change. I'm tired of waiting around. If this is at all interest you, you need to stay tuned about the AIM Academy. This is just a little peek into the window of opportunity of you creating your lifestyle equation. And how you can work and live at your optimum, the way God created you to live. You see, your power is within you. And knowing how to function in your lifestyle, that's key. It's not about what works for everybody else. It's what works for you. That's why you matter. You have to take care of you. So let's chat. Let's continue this conversation. Click on the link for the health strategy session and be looking out for the AIM Academy. It's going to blow your mind. I pray that you have a Power Pack Wednesday or whatever day it is that you happen to be listening to on this day. Make it a marvelous, great day. Go out and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.